Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Odyssey Sports presents Big Time Baseball.
We're joined by Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr., host of the Odyssey original podcast, Big Time Baseball, with John Heyman covering all things MLB. Tony, man, good to have you back on. Excited to have you back for the season. Hope everything's going well. I want to start here with what happened with the Braves and what's going on with the Mets. Apparently, Marcell Ozuna went over to his teammate last night, and Michael Money Harris, and said, "I'm Ozuna from the Braves." Okay, he didn't say that. He said, "You're the best center fielder in the league. It's not just the league, in all of MLB." And he says, "Your season starts now. Do not worry about anything in the past." And Money Harris delivered last night. I'm curious to know, is this commonplace when you're slumping the way Michael Money Harris has been slumping?
Is it commonplace to get that from your teammate?
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's what a good teammate does. And, you know, Marcell has kind of been through the ringer a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, some of it his own doing. And to be able to recognize when a teammate needs to be lifted up, that's part of being a good teammate. And in a lot of cases, you'd be surprised how much that impacts the player that's hearing it. And in Michael Harris's case, he's been struggling all year, has a big night, three knocks. Is a big part of them winning that ball game. And, you know, that's what good teams do. That's what good teams have. They have a bunch of good guys that recognize those moments and step into that void, as you saw Marcell do.
And he had the added pressure, as you guys know, Tony, because they gave him the contract last year. So, I mean, even though no one's talking about it and he's loved it, beloved in that clubhouse, all that just kind of weighs down on you because, you know, normally you'd just be a guy in your second year in the show. Here he is. They threw some money at him, so the expectations are through the roof.
No doubt. And when you're young, especially, it's hard to compartmentalize, you know, what the expectations are, what your own expectations are. And then, you know, in the game of baseball, it's about going out and doing it. And he has struggled, but he's so talented. I mean, I would agree with Marcell. If he's not one of the best, he probably is at the top of the list in terms of center fielders, especially at his age. And so, you know, it's tough for a young guy. But, again, it's June. I mean, I know that seems like a little bit over 200 at-bats in, I'm sure. There's still time for him to at least turn his season around, and I'm sure last night goes a long way towards doing so.
Can we talk about Alonso getting hit? He admitted after the game, 96-mile-per-hour fastball. Charlie Morton hits him. Morton seeks him out. Alonso goes public and says, "Look, he wasn't trying to hit me purposely." That's another thing Mike and I were talking about, Tony, is, you know, Alonso could have made this something. And he was like, "Look, it didn't happen purposely. He was not seeking me out to tell me he hit me. He was saying, hey, I'm sorry." That was something big, I thought, last night by Pete Alonso, even though it could have turned into something else.
Yeah, and you know what? Oftentimes in today's game, it does get escalated. And, you know, sometimes it takes, you know, learning how the game is supposed to be played. You understand when it's on purpose and when it's not. And most importantly, when you're on the field, you saw Charlie Morton seek him out. And I think in our society now, we sensationalize everything. So in our minds, we're like, oh, he's letting them have it for what he was saying the other day. But in reality, he was letting them know, hey, man, that wasn't on purpose. And you're right. I think the next step, in order for that to end the way it did, was for Pete Alonso to handle it the way he did, because he very well could have escalated it afterwards But he didn't. He chose to keep it where it's at. These are two teams that are going. I think we all assume will be duking it out for that NL East. And so, you know, if we want to see competitive games, but we don't want to see anybody get hurt, and we certainly don't want to see guys missing games because they're suspended for brawls or anything like that.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
10 years in the show, Tony Gwynn Jr., our Odyssey Baseball Insider here on the WadeFord.com hotline. So he was very eloquent. Let's take it back to when he said the stupid stuff two nights back. I was telling Carl, just my opinion on the Mets, it's almost like because they're feeling the pressure, they're 7.5 back, it's almost like they're trying to create that moment, like that, the lighting the fuse. And was that, you think that was some of that, or that just what he was saying, throw it again, was born of frustration?
It could have been a little bit of all of that, right? You throw it all in the pot. You get excitement for us watching and a little intensity that I don't think anybody minds. I think, you know, in terms of Pete, right, he's letting the young man know, hey, you hang that slider like that again, I'm going to hit it a billion feet. And he's right. And I think we are past the point in the game where, at least for the most part, I'm sure there are still guys who take those type of things personally. But the reality is, as my dad used to say, if you don't like it, make a better pitch. Right. You know, and that's where it starts and ends. And, you know, if you're the Mets, you would like to see, you know, considering how they got talked down last year, you would like to maybe see them, you know, pipe it down a little bit. But that's not how they approach it, and you can't be mad at it.
Let's talk about some other things going on around Major League Baseball. What's going on with Noah Syndergaard, man? What's the deal? What's happening?
Yeah, I mean, he's not the same guy. I think that's pretty obvious. This is a guy who, when we saw him with the Mets at his height, at his best, yeah, he was throwing 100-101 with a unbelievable slider. You know, a couple years removed, some arm issues, some shoulder issues. He's still having to learn how to pitch like that. That's not an easy concept. You know, when you have the ability to run it up to triple digits and a slider that's at 91 or 92, you have an advantage. And you learn how to use those advantages with that velocity. And I think these last 2 years for him have been about learning how to pitch without that dominant stuff. And it's still a work in progress. Unfortunately, he's working it out in big league games and against big league hitters, and that doesn't always turn out the way you would like it to.
We saw the Dodgers take 2 out of 3 from the Bravos. I know Arizona, we just saw those guys. They're leading that division. I guess everybody's alive, and we got another month and a half to figure it out, but we're going to need some things, maybe some help for the bullpen, maybe some more starting pitching if Freed and Wright don't come back. Is this going to be one of those seasons where there's about half the, if maybe the entire National League is going to be spenders at the trade deadline?
Yeah, and that's going to be the problem, because after the last 2 years where trade deadlines have been unbelievable, I don't think there's going to be far many more buyers than there are sellers this year. I mean, I think coming into the year, people were like, the Pirates, they're going to be sellers. Well, I would beg to differ at this point. They very likely will be buyers. And so, you know, what it is, when there's a market with a lot of demand without the actual product there, that means prices are going to be sky high. And so, and you may not be getting the caliber player that, you know, you've gotten in the past couple seasons. And so it's going to be interesting. You're right. There's a ton of teams still in it. That extra wild card in both leagues, it really adds another dynamic to it. So I'll be waiting to see what this market, because the Braves aren't the only one who needs it. I can tell you the Padres probably want it. I can tell you the Dodgers definitely want it after their last couple of nights. And so, and those are just at the top tier of the list. There's going to be a bunch of teams buying this year and not a lot of sellers.
Tony, I've been asking everybody in baseball I know, and I got to ask you, is Tampa Bay really this good? 45-19. The Orioles are 6.5 games out, and that's a good club. Yankees are 8 games out. That's a good club. The Toronto Blue Jays are 9.5 games out. That's a good club. They're 28-6 at home. And it's just kind of like they're just doing their thing. It's incredible.
I mean, Those teams you just named, including Toronto. Toronto's 7 games above 500. The Baltimore Orioles are 13, and they're 6.5 out. And so, yeah, I mean, listen, at this point, I've learned to stop doubting Tampa, right? Every year you think, okay, they can't keep this up. But they clearly are a machine that just plugs things, guys in, and their system works. Whatever that system is, they know how to maximize the guys and how to get the guys to maximize their talent. And so I at this point, I don't know that we can doubt them anymore. It sucks if you're the Baltimore Orioles who are having the best season they've had in quite some time. It sucks if you're the Yankees who are a very good team and playing some good ball. They're just not playing as good as Tampa. And, yeah, man, Tampa, they're pitching. They swing it. They play D. They don't have a lot of holes. I shouldn't say it's a bunch of guys. Most of the guys you've never heard of.
Mm. Right. Hey, man, it's our man Tony Gwynn Jr. here on the WayForward.com hotline. Tonight we got Justin Verlander going to the Hall of Fame. We got Spencer Strider, the most phenomenal young arm in the show. When you were playing in the bigs, can you remember off the top of your head some of the best pitching matchups you ever saw where you're like, wow, these guys are at the top of their game and dealing?
I mean, yeah, you get a Kershaw, a Greinke in their prime, a Verlander. You know, I mean, it's crazy. That's how good he is that you're still mentioning his names 10 years from the time when they were mentioning it as a marquee matchup then. There's so many, especially now, there's so many young arms trying to go back to my time where, you know, maybe a Ben Sheets and a Maddox. I mean, there's so many of those type of matchups. And, you know, with the shifts being taken away this year and you seeing defenders at their most athletic, it's fun to see these type of pitching matchups. I mean, as you mentioned, Strider has some of the most electric stuff in the game going up against Verlander, who would be considered an old dog, but, I mean, he's still running it up there pretty well even now. So it'll be another good matchup. Mets trying to get at least one before they get up out of Atlanta.
It's always good to have you on, Tony. We'll be talking with him week to week, guys, as we get closer to all the things that are going on in baseball, all-star break, trade deadline, etc. Tony Gwynn Jr., make sure you check out his podcast, Big Time Baseball, with John Heyman covering all things MLB. Tony, man, have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.